Ireland in the 1800s was very dependent on potatoes, with one-third of the population relying on this legume as their primary source of nutrition. Potato blight, a fungus, spread like a wildfire, contaminating this staple good. People were dying of typhoid fever or starving to death, and life seemed barren in 1847. Coupled with many other factors, the Irish people were forced to leave their homes in hopes of starting a better life that wasn't stained with disease. They immigrated to England, Scotland, the US, Canada, and Australia. Canada alone received 100,000 immigrants. It was one of the busiest immigration seasons Canada has ever seen, with 87 boats landing on an isle in the middle of the St. Lawrence River named Grosse Isle. Like that of a cattle car, the passenger ships were filled to its fullest capacity. For many days, passengers of all ages would inhale and exhale sickness from other people. Some were dying, others were dead, and people of all ages were either crying or moaning from being on a ship surrounded by disease. It is estimated that 5,000 people died at sea on the journey, and another 5,400 people were buried at Grosse Isle. The ships would dock onto Grosse Isle, an isle in the St. Lawrence River, Quebec, which was designated a quarantine island. People were so weak from the journey and that some didn't even have the strength to stand. Small shacks with wooden beds were erected to house the sick in hopes that they could be cured. The Sisters of Charity and parish priests volunteered and risked their lives to help these people. They helped as much as they could with limited means they had, but still, 100 to 200 people died daily, and as many as 10,000 of the Irish were confined to the mass grave pits upon that barren isle. There were many orphans because of this disease. Orphans from as young as 2 months old to 18 years old were offered to be cared for by the Catholic Church. The nuns vigorously tried to keep together the 600 orphans, so they sought homes for them, trying to keep the families together. Monseigneur Bailleguillon, Bishop of Quebec, adopted 3 orphans. He took the boy to the town square and delivered a powerful speech to the townsfolk about the other parentless children over at Grosse Isle. The people were moved, and the next day 200 children were taken in by families. Furthermore, the French-Canadian families respected the Irish children's heritage and ancestry, and they allowed them to keep their Irish surnames. From this generous act, today's families, like the McKinleys, Fitzpatricks, or Murphys, can look, speak, and act like a Frenchman and have a French-Canadian ancestry despite having Irish-English surnames.